Actually, the Haftorah of Bukhosai, we're going to lane on Shabbos. Something very, very stark. The Haftorah says something marvel. The Haftorah says Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi. What does that mean? What is that? What's the first words of Haftorah? It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi. That means that Hashem is my strength. That's something marvel. That means Hashem. What does that mean, Hashem, my strength? I dive into him. Hashem helps me. I dive in chakras. He's going to marry me. Hashem can help me. Give me parnasa. Give me health. Hashem helps me. It says Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi. That's something very marvel. It means Hashem is my strength. What's Hashem is my strength? What does that mean? Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi. It's very strong. Twice. Uzi is strength. Uma Uzi is like something like that. That means that this is the double nerve. Means Hashem is with me day and night, every second of the day. Not shachris, minchah, maariv, I daven. Yeah, I daven. And you would say shachris, I come to shul early, minchah, maariv, I daven. Very nice. Then that's it. Then I forget about Hashem and I mind Hashem, minchah, maariv, I bench, say brachas. Hashem uzi mozi means Hashem with me every second. I need something right now. I need a right now a sefer. Right now Hashem help me. Uzi, and that's Zam, he's helping me. He's Uzi, he's my strength. Something mazel. I don't think I have that diagram. Hashem is helping me. Very nice. But not Uzi is something very high. It means Uzi means he's my strength, meaning, say, person. We went is a big wonder. All the Golden HaTorah, they know the old Torah. That's impossible. No Torah is impossible. No Psachim. Psachim alone. Only Psachim alone. The Om Sechta, that day, Tulaf Kuf Chaf, impossible. You know the Om Sechta, Elamai, how do you learn it day and night and Chazarit, Meir Pamin? I can't do that. Meir Pamin? I can do it twice, three times. Elamai, Hashem Uzi, Umo Uzi. Yes, the Rav Chaim Shlomo said, Hashem help me. I'm going to Chazar Meir times. Mayor, not two, mayor. So Uzi, Hashem says, okay, you want me to help you? I'll help you. Uzi, I'm giving you mayor times, not twice. Mayor, and Mo Uzi, this is like some, it's a big, unbelievable zach. Hashem Uzi, Mo Uzi, me Hashem is my strength. Whatever I need, I'm asking him every second of the day, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 2 o'clock. I need you now, help me now, and something. And Hashem says, oh, you're helping me, say that, I'm going to help you. I said, that's Uzi, something very high, Uzi, Uma Uzi, something mazel. Have you heard this? Mazel Moed, this the pasuk Uzi, Uma Uzi, means he's my strength. He's giving me strength. He's my strength, and he's giving me strength. And all the tzaddik adoras did this. They did this. They used Hashem every second, not just mincha, shachris, marid, every second they're with him. Help me in anything. I want Yitra in the Tosfos, Rashi, something else. Oh, Shem, you say, I'll help you. Very good, I'll help you. I'll tell you, look at the Tanya Shua. Look at somewhere, and I'll tell you. So this is a very high diagram of Uzi Mo Uzi, a very high Madriga here, Madriga. Uzi Mo Uzi, wow. You ever heard this? Isn't that beautiful? You ever heard this? Uzi Mo Uzi, very, something magical noise. Some people give me he's my strength. See, I have strength. And, oh yeah, Hashem help me. Shachra, Nechemari, help me a little bit, whatever I say. I try. No, not that way. Uzi. He's given me Chazal himself the 10 times. 30, 50, that's Uzi. You can't do that, Yachat Teva. Can't do a Chazal himself 10 times, 20, 50. Can't do that. Impossible. You have to have Uzi. Hashem is Uzi, Mo Uzi. He's giving you strength to chazal and to learn and everything, to whatever you need to learn. To something mazel moed, Uzi and Mozi. See, Rav Chaim Avraham said of something mazel, there's a big gadol named probably all golden head, but we know from the story that Rav Chaim Avraham is a big gadol. So Rav Chaim Avraham is very close to him. So, Chayvim knew how to be close to Ogdoli HaTorah, Ogdoli Oilam. So Chayvim spoke to him a lot of times. So Rav Chaim Abramsky told Rav Chaim Brim something magical. He told him that everyone has fingers, and we have fingers, we have nails next to the finger, very nice, Baruch Hashem, nails, fingernails. So Chaim Abramsky said that the fingernail are very close. They're attached almost, the fingernail are attached. But I and Hashem are much closer than the fingernail of the nail, much closer. No dimin b'chol, Ayin Hashem, and the nail and fingernail. See this? Another something. Another thrill. See this? Something magical. The fingernail and the nail are very close. They're on top of each other. But Ayin Hashem much closer. No tzushto b'chol. See this? No tzushto b'chol of Ayin Hashem and the nail and fingernail. Magical. And it's not only him. All tzaddikim. This is just a dogma. All Tzadiki HaDoros were that way. All Gedolei HaTorah, Gedolos were that way. The nail, fingernail, is very close. They're not on top of each other. The Ayin Hashem was close. That's Hashem Uzil Mozi. That's the Hashem is here. Here, he's helping me. He's in Shemayim, helping me here and there. No, not that way. Hashem Uzil Mozi. It's very, something very, very mazel. No, mazel, no, mazel. Uzil Mozi, something very, very, very stark. See, we have. You have no hasaga of this. I'm no hasaga of this. Hashem Uzi Mozi. There's no hasaga of Mechal. No hasaga of such a thing. And just the Haftarah. Haftarah is very important. So you have to learn the Haftarah. At least, I don't know Nach, but at least the Haftarah. You should know something. Haftarah, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he said this. So it's a very, very important thing. Hashem Uzi Mozi is very, very chashe. Very, heavenly mozach, the pasuk. It's like twice, Uzi Mozi, it's the Chozek, it's like the din of Chozek, and Hashem is my Chozek, he's my strength, something Magomori, something very strong. It's the biggest pilot, the biggest pilot, and this is the word Hashem, Uzi Mozi, is the biggest pilot, Hashem is such a musag of Hashem, Uzi Mozi, something very, very, okay, we have said so many, we said something, isn't that very nice, Hashem, Uzi Mozi, hear this? Mazel. It means every second I attend 12 a night, I don't feel well. I have to acrimal or something. There's no acrimal in the house, nothing like this. So, no, Hashem said, I need to acrimal now, Esther, now. And you'll get it somehow. Get it, 12 a night, 1 in the morning, 3 in the morning, something mazel money, okay? See, whatever. A time of a lesson that they would end with this, you know, said, a time of had a Hidur that. Not can't do that, but he did it. He didn't make a bracha without amin. He can't make a bracha without an amin. That's a mazel. Every bracha must have amin. Once he's home alone, I guess it's somewhere. He's home alone. 2 in the morning. He's very very thirsty. There's no amin. I have once to drink water. He has water right here next to him near him. I can't amin. There's no amin here. So what should he do? So he said, Hashem help me. I have to drink water. I have to have hidur. It's only hidur, not a din. Hidur. He has to have amin. There's no amin here. Then a boy knocked on the door. Pitom, 2 in the morning. Says, Levi, I have a big shiloh to ask you. The chus ma'od. Okay, fine. First answer amin. Very great. It's amin. I'm a shiloh. Drink water. It's amin. Very nice. Shiloh. Beautiful. Well, Baruch Hashem. No, he has the shiloh. This one. Next day, he met the bracha in the yeshiva and said, thank you, I was coming in 2 in the morning. Well, I needed the amen. He said, Rebbe, I wasn't there before. I'm telling you, it wasn't me. I didn't come to the Rebbe's house 2 in the morning. I didn't do that. So that was Eliyahu HaNavi came. But the Hashem, he sent Eliyahu, but most the bracha. The Chaim Lodzhin needs the amen. So he said, okay, I'll send Eliyahu. I'll make a bracha come to you. And that's the most, and you get it on me. So, that's Uzil Mozi. That's Uzil Mozi. That's big dagger. Okay. That's dagger of Uzi and Mozi. Yes, let's get that musag, Uzi and Mozi. That's where we're talking about. You have to back it toe. You back it toe. Is the whole life. We had a big Rebbe, Tanya Levitz, said it all the time, that midi makatov is the whole life. That's the whole life. Makatov, we have life. And makatov, you're living, but not such a good life. Well, we have to makatov. That's a big iso nera in life. I've been makatov. Hashem that is giving us everything. The people that helped us, that are helping us. The makatov is very, very is the ikur of life. I see Rabbi Kivegur says a big cloud, The Kivegur has two drushes. In back of the Sefer, just a Kiddush liquid on Chumash, so he has there two drushes in back of the Sefer. So Rabbi Kivegur says in both drushes, the same episode, both of them, he says the person is Makir Tov to Hashem, for whatever he got, so Siba, Hashem will give him again. And who are then people? You make yourself the people where they helped you, a siva of getting it again. This he says it's a whole drasha arucha mode. It's worth. It's also in the oath from Al Shech says it very stark in the Seifan Chumash a lot of times. Al Shech says it. It's so nervous that if you make it tov, the siva of getting it again. But now not back at tov. I'm an ass king. Not tov lishma, and then a siva like person will bench well. Says in the chinuch. If you want parnasa, you have to bench well. Zora Brukas Hamazin, he says, Muftach lo parnasa, bechavod all your life. Bechavod all your life, benching all your life, benching well from a siddur, well, word for word, it says the chinuch, is a skula, parnasa, bechavod, not stam, bechavod all your life. So it's very, 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 very chashu a thing. So to bench well is very chashu. So the makatov is very chashev. So makatov to your wife. Now we're talking about your wife. The makatov to her means to hold in your heart that you owe her your life. You owe her all your life. Wherever you're living, she married you. Hashem should help everyone get children. She gave you children. She raised them to you. So it's very, very. If you have to feel. That you owe her all your life. You know, there's a sefer called the Parag Yitzchak. Rafutna has a sperm at Sumin. So Rafutna in I'm not sure where it is. Maybe Chanukah says that Kosa Tov is not some mida toiva. It's a chiyuv. What's the raya? The raya is because the Gemara says. That Rabbi Elezer freed his eved to make a minyan, the Gemara. So how do that? He's over that say lo 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 hatavodu. So he was the Rashba. I don't know where it is. Rashba says that the eved did the adon harbe tovos. You know, like more than his avoda. So the rabbi owed him a kosa tov. And that was a Torah, it's kilo a mecher. It's not a shukra. He sold him. For all the Torahs that the Eved gave him above the avdus, he freed him. That was a kilo a mecher, like a chov, not like a shukra, a chov. Think says that. So it's very, very similar. Cross Torah is very, very chashuv, very chashuv. And the more you make your Torah, the more you are alive. The more you are, say, Rav Chaim Shlever said. Makatov, you're Adam. Not Adam Mechal. You have like. Says I'm novel, lo chacham. And I'm novel in Hazinu. It says in the Ramban, I'm novel because you're like a leaf that falls. You're falling. You left life. Not novel. You don't makatov to Hashem where he helps you all of life. And you do averus and mitzvah. So you're novel. You're novel. You. That means you left the dagger of life. Miller, Miller, person has Hashem gave everyone a wife. You have to make a toast to her very, very much. What she helped you and she married you and is helping you all your life. So you owe her. You have to look and see how you can help her. To look not what she asks you help me this. You have to look and see. I want to help you and not without her asking her. Without her asking, you have to help her like this. Mitzvah Kibra Zayim is a mitzvah being Makir Tov. It says that in the Chinuch, so it's explained mitzvah Atzuma. Rav Chaim Brim, yeah, the whole Rebbe, Rav Chaim Brim said something, Marvel. He said that he knew many Gdol Yisrael. He was a mumche and knowing Gdolim, being near them, close to them. The Holy Chas Nish, with Grub, Rav Abramsky, Rav Nachman Kamenetsky, many Gdolim, he knew them well. Not some, he knew them well. So he said, they were all Gdol Yisrael. What's Kovei Godless? How do you know who's bigger than the other one? Well, levels of Godless, how do you know who's bigger? This is what he said. He said the kovea of godless, who's bigger, is how much the godless in Kibra Avim. That's the kovea of the whole godless. Kibra Avim is kovea the whole mahus of person. How he's in Kibra Avim is how his godless is. So maybe the Kibra Avim is very chashim mitzvah tzum oyim. Where the door is not so zoya in it. That's. We have to be mechazik in it, mechazik in Kibra Avim, very, very mechazik in this. So there's a Gemara in Bamis, that's a very important Gemara of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is very, very important, very important Tana. So Rav Chiya was very, very big in the Makir Tov. Rav Chiya, the Gemara says in a very kosher thing. Gemara in Bamis says, that some of him omnav maybe it's thought gadol. So Rav Chiya, it says in the Gemara, his wife caused him tzara for some reason, and I'll tell you what the tzara was. One tzara, it says in Gemara in the end of the parak. Say I read the Gemara. Gemara says Yehudis, she was the wife of Rav Chiya, Yehudis, and she had severe childbirth. She had tzara leda. She had. It was difficult to have children, so she put on clothing and she pretended a woman. She came to Rav Chiya and asked him, and he didn't know her. The pillar, he didn't know her, and she asked him, is women chayiv in puravu? Said no, women is not chayiv puravu. That's the halacha. So she went and she drank some type of liquid that caused her to not be able to have children anymore. Then he found out about it. Said, "Well, one more children." Kilo, she tricked him. Very, very humble. But still, he said, he used to buy presents all the time. He always bought presents. Kiyali Mashiach lay midi. He would wrap it up and bring it to her. So Rav was the nephew. Rav, Rav Sokin, that Dalit. Rav was the nephew. So Rav lived with him. Rav lived with him. Rav said, "How is Rebbe buying her presents? She makes tzar amalei dayenu." Rav Chaim said this Gemara. Chaim Shlavit said this Gemara many times. The Gemara we're reading now. He said it. Says dayenu megal bonenu matzilus osanu v'menachet. That's enough to make a tov to her. But he was very make a tov to her. She always bought presents. Yeah. We buy presents, say, now it's coming Shavuos. Shavuos, we have to buy presents. Our wife is very basic. Here's the right to buy presents. Every regular, here's the right to buy presents. And the wife will say, I don't need anything. It's fine. I'm mochel. But her mechila. But you want to. You're not doing us a mitzvah. You want to be makatov to her. You want to help her and make her happy. So you're not doing no mitzvah here. We want to do it. So if you want to do it, you'll do it. Not everyone does it. You tell them. Not everyone buys presents. They say they can't find anything. Many reasons. Shout to with him. But you have to buy her. Write her a note. Write a nice, nice note for Shavuos. You have to do it before, early. Lamed Yom is made a regular. It's how regular. So you have to. It's read Lamed Yom. So buy here. Buy presents always here. Always, not once regular. He bought every week. You don't know how many times, but he bought a lot, because he's Makatovta, Makatovta. There's a bigger parable, if I want to say something. There's a Yerushalmi in Kalayim, very important, I'm not here. If you want to have some, you learn the whole Yerushalmi press Kalayim, halacha gimel, the whole daf and Rav Chiya. Whole Gemara. So it says here in Gemara that Reish Lakish was a big Amora, Otsu Moed. So Reish Lakish, he didn't live in the time of Rav Chiya. He lived after Rav Chiya. He wanted to see him b'chalom, see him b'mara b'chalom, something, some type of mara. So Reish Lakish fasted 300 fasts to see Rav Chiya. 300 fasts. Unbelievable. And he wasn't zocher. So it says, I read the Gemara, Reish Lakish, Rishim Malakish, some plus me'on tomim, lemech me Rav Chiya ruba, v'lochamse. He wasn't zocher. He was very mitzvah. Why am I zocher? I'm learning. So it says, I'm Amar. Is he learning? I'm learning like him. So they told him a basko or something. They told him that Rav Chiya was married with Torah more than you. Married with Torah. See, Rav Chiya, you know, the Gemara says in the Bar Mitzvah. The whole book about Messiah, famous Bar Mitzvah, that Rav Chiya went from city to city and taught children Torah. He taught them Chumash and Mishnayos. He was married with Torah in all Eretz Yisrael. He taught every. He went to a town, didn't have Melamdim, and he taught children the Halavai today. He taught every child knew a Seder about Baal Peh Mishnayos. He taught six children six Torah and Mishnayos Baal Peh. A child knew the whole Seder is Zroin Baal Peh, Moed Baal Peh, Noshim, Tyrus, Kotshim Baal Peh, and they taught everyone else, and they were the whole city knew Mishnayos Baal Peh, and taught Chumash Baal, every Chumash. I mean, he went around Eretz Yisrael and taught Torah. See, another. So who knows today? Seder is Reim. No one knows Seder is Reim. Even Avrechim, Koshkin children don't know. Then could be no. They're very shvach. So he taught everyone Storm of Mishnah. Six children knew Reim, Kodshim, Tyrus, Moed, Noshim, and Mavo. And he taught. Comes from Bill. They told him Rav Chiya was more marvelous Torah than you. More marvelous Torah than you. Okay, so we don't find that anybody did that. Only Rav Chiya did it. You don't find anybody did such a thing. Mavis Torah, all the Eretz Yisrael go around from city to city, teach Torah. Why Torah Chiya and why? But Rav Chiya did it from Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was Makir Tov to his wife. That's maybe one of the reasons he saw this. He's Makir Tov more to his wife. He had a big sphere. Mela. So that's the maximum to our wife. And then this is a big, it's not an avoider, it's a mercius. They think, if they get to see, how should we do it? I'll tell you how to do it. If you learn all day, tzvachim or whatever you're learning, tzvachim, tzvachim, if you learn all day, say, I'll be at Gimel, and come home, how are you, can I help you, very good, that won't be done, you'll come to nothing, that's all, zero. Not zero, one. But what's the way? See, I'm paying myself Musa. You have to sit down half hour, once a week, and say, what should I help my wife with? No Gemara, no Brachis, no Pesachim, no Bar Mitzvah, and say, my wife, you gave me life, I have to help her. Halvai, Sechel to do this, Hashem should give me Sechel to do this. Half hour, Reva Shah, to say, I want to help her. I know her very well. I've lived with her for many years. I know her well. How can I make her life better? And then you'll say, this, you'll find ideas. You know, she'll help you. You have to make her life better. Rav Chiya bought her presents. I will do that. Buy presents. Go to a store. Not a store of 1,000 shekel. Go to a 10 shekel. 1 shekel store, 2 shekel store, 3 shekel, 5, and buy her something which you have to know what she likes. You have to know what she likes. All your name, food, clothing, whatever, you have to know what she likes and buy her. So, so he said, you have to know what your wife likes and colors and everything. And all in your name. No ice cream, cake, which cake, which ice cream, which nuts, everything. Know her likes and buy her. You have to be mizbeinim. That's the soul. Okay, that's my tweet. No, no. Because you ask them, you're just doing like a mitzvah. Yeah. Ask, tell me, may I help you? Yeah, it's very mechanical.
Mechanical.
Yeah. Tell me, help you? Yeah, okay. She feels those. You're using her like a mitzvah.
Mitzvah.
Yeah. Tell me, what's about you? You have to know yourself. Yes, Miss Wayne, say maybe we'll have secho. Hashem should help us have secho. And Miss Wayne, what our wife needs, what she wants, how I want to help you, how to help her. Hashem should help us.
Okay, no, okay, we'll
so this is a Gemara in the Nedarim. They think a Gemara in the Nedarim. So the Gemara in the Nedarim. Thank you very much. The Gemara Durim is very important Gemara. Important Gemara Otsimuri. The whole Durim is very important. This is very important. Gemara Durim has a Maitre Rabbi Akiva. Akiva went to learn 24 years. Now, and wasn't home before. And Chaim Shlevitz said, Chaim Grimm said, we can't do that. We can't do what he did at all. We have to be home every day, not go away before. They both said. We can't do it. That's not our daza. Go away, not our daza. So Rabbi Kiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua. It's a big kiddush, Kalba Savua. He's a big usher, and she can marry a big Bucky Bashat. She can do it. She has a lot of money. You buy a dira, everything. This way. Why she chose Rabbi Kiva? She chose him because she saw him midas tovas. Tanua Miley. She saw midas tovas. He knows she should be happy with him. He'll make her happy. So Mela, she's marrying him against her parents. Her parents said, "No, we're not masking to you. This shidduch, not mask him." And they made her neder hanor, no hanor, no hanor. They made neder, no hanor b'chlal, no hanor, zero. Can't they're big ashirim, nothing. And she was raised by usher. She raised by ashiras. Now she's living by nius atzuma, nothing. So Rekiva, this is the gemara atzuma. Rekiva knows this. Rekiva says, I'm going to buy you a takshi Yerushalayim shel zov. A keser of Yerushalayim costs a lot of money. He has no money b'chol. But he's not a tov to her. He's not a tov to him. He knows she did him a big keser. She married him without, she can't have no money b'chol. She's raised in Ashiras. He said, this is a chiddush nerva. It costs a lot of money, this keser. He says, I have no money b'chol, but I'm going to buy you Yerushalayim shel zov. As one says here in the same daf, there are six nisim atzumim that he got money. But neis gadol, neis atzum, all the nisim here, the Gemara has here nisim atzumim that he got. One neis was that Rabbi Kiva, the Rush says, I think maybe clearer. Yeah, the Ran and the Rush, both say that the Rabbi Kiva needed to borrow money. So he needed money for Klal Yisrael. Needed money. He's a guy with tzedakah. Needed money for Klal Yisrael. So he went to a big officer. I think maybe a goy and borrowed money off her. A big sum of money. And this goy was a big maimin. So the goy said, "Who's that raven? That raven are the ocean. The ocean is the Arab and Hashem." Hashem and the ocean are the Arabian of this big loan. So came time to pay. Rabbi Kiva had the money. Rabbi Kiva was sick, wasn't well. He wasn't able to go. So this guy went to the sea and said, "You're the Arab. You're the Hashem. The ocean is the Arab. The sea is the Arab." So said, "Ma also Kosh Baruch. Kosh Baruch is the Arab. He's the Arab." She made the ori, and he is the ori, mazel. So he sent a ruach shdus to the bas of the keser, and she took a big chest of gold, and threw it in the sea, and the sea brought the chest of gold to this goya, and she got paid, and there was extra money in the chest, and then she took the money and the extra money she left aside. Rabbi Kiva came and then with the money paying, she said, "No, you already paid me ready. I don't need the money. I got the money ready and the change. Give me change. I'll give you a present. Change to the Rabbi Kiva. Got the change. He bought this keser, and this keser, this keser Yerushalayim Shel Zov. But he But Kiva felt, I'm not going to talk to her. I married her, but I shouldn't, I haven't got any money, but I want to make her, I want to make her a good life. So, and she needs this type of jewelry. I'm buying her this keset. See? So it's something natural. So the Kiva's Makatovta. Then he went, and there's a famous Gemara. He learned 12 years straight without going home. I might never add. About he done for her. About he done for her that she'll have panasa or whatever. He done for sure. He knows she's alone. He knows she has no parents with her. No sukkahs, no shavuos, no pesach, no Hanukkah, alone. No parents are not with her. Bechlal, she's alone in the world. He was down for her, and she had panasa. So, Chaim Shlevit said, "How did she have panasa?" Chaim Shlevit said that she went from house to house and made sponja in the halls or in houses to get money. That's how he said. That's how you got money, sponja. That's where the Holy Rebbe said. So he went 12 years, came back home, and stood outside that his wife. My wife was inside, he was outside. But then he overheard a conversation of she, the wife, and one of the Shechinim, and the Shechinim said that your husband left you, stand. So she said, if he'll do what I say, he'll learn 12 years more. So Rabbi Chaim said, famous, and Rabbi Gifta said also the same thing, spoke in the mirror, said the same thing from all the tells of Shivas. That Rabbi Akiva did not go in. He stayed outside, went back. And Spanish Levitz added unbelievable black. He said that Rabbi Akiva paskins like many shailas of Aguna, big shailas. So this, the shaila, the biggest shaila in his life, not go in. He passed not go in, that's a shaila at Tuma. His wife is alone, no one with her, 12 years alone. He passed not go in, that was the psak. He said that was the most. This psak is psak in his life, not to go in. And one said it. So why did he go in? Why not? Because this the biggest soul. 12 plus 12 is not 24. It's a 2, 12, 12. It would have been a hefset. So then now, Rabbi Moshe Einstein, the Holy Rebbe Moshe Einstein, said, very nice, 12 plus 12, very, very nice for us here. But she may be hurt. Maybe she'll be hurt. She'll know after everything that like we know that after 12 years he was here. And he come in. Why didn't you come in? I just say hello. How are you? Look how everything is. Just say hello. That's all. Hello. What's so bad about saying hello? So if she would have had Sarah, even Mafreya, that's Docher 12 plus 12. Obatul Mavuto. 12 plus 12 is nice for her, but can't not talk to Sarah the Isha. So Elamai, we have to say, no tzar b'chlal. She has no tzar b'chlal. She, knowing he's there, she's alone, no one with her, sponge, no money b'chlal, no sukkah, pesach, shavuos. And she says, I'm asking Blei Sholim, be standing outside, not go in. Tell her, same, like Malach HaShor. So how can this be? So her, maybe we can say, the Teretz is, maybe upshot, that she knows his Makatov to her, and she knows, believer, all what she does to him, he knows everything, he's married, he values it, he appreciates it, he's Makatotlet. Makatotlet and real, not the apprentice, like real. And but they, she's mukhan to have him stand at the door, not go in, she's happy, very happy. Happy as can be, no tzar b'chlal, so I mean, not wrong. See, he's Makatotlet. See, at the end he said, that's real. That's not, wasn't like some words. That she felt that all the years. It wasn't some, he said it at the end. She felt that all the years. He's back to talk to her. Neila, she's happy to be alone. And wasn't Mos Nefesh. She's not Mos Nefesh. Mos Nefesh is not what we're doing. She's happy to do it. Not Mos Nefesh. That's fair for her. She knows he's back to talk to her. You know, that's fair for her. She's happy doing it, and happy him standing at the door, not going in. No tzar b'chlal. Big daga. Daga, no, in the mala. It can't be massive for daga, but she had a big madrega. Neil, she was zocha to such a husband, Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu said, why give Torah to me? He give Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, Rabbi Akiva. So to see him, the Indian being Makatov is very, very important. And we have to work on it. Maybe we'll have Sefer Shemaya, and we'll think about it today or tomorrow, Shabbos, we have a little time maybe. How should help our wife? How to help her? How to make her life better? How to make her life more enjoyable, more geschmack? Everything. So you have to think about it. It won't become next time Mela. You have to think about it. How to make her life better? How to make her life more geschmack, more better? Musa is the thinking. Musa is thinking, not just learning Musa. Thinking about Musa. How to live life. This is a big issue. She makes it tough to her. A wife who's magish. Bob Makatov to her, it's happy. She's Makatov to her. She's happy. She can live wherever you want. She's Makatov to her. See, if a Chaim would say a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Very nice Gemara. The Gemara says that. Must says that Zayim out. Must says that. Kathave Rechimta Aziza. When Ava was stark, they can be together under breath of a sword. When Ava's not stark, a big house won't not going to be stark. Ava can be stark. How by the Makatovta, by thinking about how much you owe her and how much you have to help her, how she helped you. She helped you. A wife gave her life to you. She gave her life to you. Now she's with you, helping you wherever in Eretz Yisrael, not living in luxury, not living in palaces, living in regular houses. And she's if we make to her, it will be Gan Eden in this world. We have to, Pam said, Gan Eden in this world. How do you get that Gan Eden? You make to her. You make to her b'emes. You make to her b'emes. Make to her. You see where it sounds. So we have to make it to our wife very, very, very much and thank her and then write her notes. But help her. That's the ikur. Help her and think how to help her. And think how to make her life better. That's what. Think how to make her life better, happier. You have to think over. If Hashem can help us, we should do that here Shabbos now. We'll do tshuva. It's Om Shavuos. We have to do tshuva. Erev Shavuos. So there will be a tshuva of thinking how to help our wife, how to make her life better, happier, kishmaka. Hashem help us. Om Shavuos. She has Shavuos. She has Makatov to her. If you're Makatov, then you're a person. She'll be happy with you. And there'll be Gan Eden. Gan Eden in this world. There'll be. The Gemara says in Saita, very fascinating. It says. Yud Zayin, I think it's Zayin. Ish Risha, Shalom B'neim, Shkina B'neim. Shkina B'neim, Shalom B'neim, Shkina B'neim. Shalom. So, there's Shkina, there's Shefa, everything is good. Shalom, much Shalom, real Shalom. Shalom B'Shalva, Shalom, real Shalom. To have the Makatov to her, help her, be with her, Hashem should help everyone. But we have to down to Hashem also, that we should have a real, we should be Zohar at Makatov. Yeah? Down to Hashem, Hashem Uzi Mo Uzi. Down to Hashem, help, show us how to Makatov. What to do? How to help her? How to make life better? Like you're traveling to know Pesachim, traveling to that also to know how to help my wife, how to help her, how to make Makatov. So Hashem should help us do that. We should have a big Sefer Yishmael. They will say something good. And Bukhosa says Shetiu Amira Matura. So Rashi Amira Matura. So what's Amara Matura? So Amara Matura says there's a holy Achazinish. And it says in the letter, the Gerrit Bates, Malatur is to go with Mura again and again and again. That's Malatur. Go with Mura again and again and again. Shak Mataya, many times, get it clear again and again. That's Malatur. That's Malatur. People think Malatur is Suarez, Clarice, and Sivis also. But the Ikra Malatur is to get the Gemara will. Mother Gemara will. It will. Again and again and again. Many times, get every word, every Havni Maskana. That's a Malatur. That's not so easy, Malatur. Better learn Tzoyis and Sivis, very nice, but the Gemara itself, Tzachin, they'll hold him Tzachin. Every line is Maskana, Abai, Rabba, everything clear. Shav Shalabba should do that. We should have a big, big kind of Tzachin.